Beginning tonight's share in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, we are towards the end of Siv Beis. We're going to begin on the top of page Tes Vav, which is after 28 in the Ramah. The Ramah says on page Tes Vav, V'yesh lomar pitum haktores erev vavoker achar hatfila. One should say the section of pitum haktores, which is the different spices that were part of the ktores, in the evening and the morning after davening. The omrim tchila ein kelokenu, and before you say pitum haktores, as we all know, you say the tefillah of ein kelokenu. The omrim hashir shalaviim hayu omrim ba mikdash shachris levad, and we say the shir shalom that the levim used to say in the base of mikdash. We say that only in the morning. So pitum haktores we say in the morning and the evening, and ein kelokenu we only say in the morning. So the mishavura begins in sifkaton yud beis. V'yesh lomar, mipnei shaktores hayu maktirin pa'mayim b'chol yom k'mo shekosu b'torah. Because the ktores was actually brought up on the Mizbeach twice a day, and therefore we say it twice a day. When do we say it? We said we say it erev v'voker achar ha'tfilah, in the evening and in the morning after davening. What does it mean in the evening? Hainu, says the Mishavura in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, hainu achar tfilas mincha o kodem la. This means after mincha or before it, da ktores lohayu maktirim balayla. They did not bring the ktores at night, and therefore, when it says erev in the Ramat lav dafka, it means mincha time, either after mincha or before mincha. If you look in the Siddurim, it's actually printed before mincha. And note number 30 points out, why would you do it before mincha or after mincha? Hainu im lo yavur zman tefillah. If you still have time before the zman tefillah is going to reach, before shkia, then you could do it before. Because if there's a concern that you're going to miss zman tefillah, af ashrei lo yomar el yimahar l'espalo, then you jump right into Shmon Esrei. Not only would you not say pitum haktores, you also wouldn't say ashrei, you would jump right into Shmon Esrei. So therefore it sounds like from that you ideally would say it before mincha, but if you're running out of time, you would say it after mincha. Now, then we said in the Ramah that we say it in the morning after davening. Before we see the Mishavura, I'd like to see the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev brings the Taz. In Sivkaton Vav, the Ber Heitev brings the Taz. The Hiksha Taz, the Taz asks, the Isa Bashas, the Gemara Psachim says, Ein l'cha dover shekodem l'tomit shel shachar elektores bovad. There's nothing that precedes the tomit shel shachar, nothing that is brought on the Mizbeach earlier than the tomit shel shachar, except for the ktores alone, that tfilo keneget tmidim tiknum, and davening, as we know, is keneget the korban tamid. Im kein hayolano lahaktim pitum haktores kodem utfilas yudches. So frektataz, why are we saying pitum haktores after davening? We should really say it before davening because it was actually brought before the tamid. Ayin shom shehela, look over there in the taz. The alpizeh nahakti baatzmi. The taz comes out and says that because of this, my minhag is myself. Lomar pitum haktores kodem baral shamar. The Taz says that because of this, his minhag was to say pitum haktores before baral shamar. And the Taz then goes on to say that he would say it before baral shamar, but after the parsha of the tamid, when he would say karbanos, and if you look in the siddur, this is the way it actually is in the siddur. After the parsha of the tamid, it has pitum haktores. And the Taz explains that Shmona Esrei is keneged the sacrificing of the evarim of the tamid, and the parsha of the tamid is keneged the shechita and the zrikas adam. And therefore, you'll have the ktores between the zrikas adam and the hakrovas evarim. And that's where the Gemara Numa actually says the ktores was. That's where the Taz goes on. He doesn't bring the whole Taz. That's what the Taz says. So he puts it after the parsha of the tamid in karbanos, and before Baruch Shomer, which is obviously also before Shmon Esrei, and that would be like its appropriate place where it was in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Taz did. But the Ramah told us over here that you say pitum haktores erev avoker achar hatfila. So if you look in the Mishabura and Sefkoton Yudalit, he writes uboker achar hatfila. Here he brings a different kasha from the Magen Avraham. V'tzarech Ian, lama anu omrim osa b'shabes v'yom tov achar musaf. Right, so the Taz asked that it should be before davening. Why is it after davening? So the Taz said it before davening. But here the question the Mishabura is asking is, why are we saying it on Shabbos Yonadav after Musaf? V'aloha ktores kodemes l'musafin l'kuli alma. According to everyone, the ktores was before the Korban Musaf. V'hi shaychel the Korban Tamid. The ktores was together with the Korban Tamid. It was after the Tamid. It was before the Korban Musaf. So why do we say it after Musaf? V'efsher de kavanaseinu lipater mitoch devei Torah. Says the Magen Avraham, it could be the reason why we do it after Musaf is just to leave davening off with Divrei Torah. Not because of the actual, as if we're bringing the Torah now, because then it would be the wrong time. We're just doing it so we should end off with Divrei Torah. Ubaksovim isa shatam lavriach haklipos. In the ksavim of the Arizal, it's brought down that the reason why we say it after davening, after musaf, is to send away the klipos. That's klipos are little kabbalistic things. We want to keep them away. Negative forces. Ubishlo kasav laomro kodem tefila v'acharei. The shlo brings down that one should say it before davening and after davening, which I guess we sort of fulfill. Listen, this svard that says it before davening in the Karbanos, and we say it after davening. They say it at the end of davening in the Nusach Svard, and they also say it before Mincha. But there's one important Shari Tshuva that we have to say over here. The Rama said that we say Pitu Maktores Erev Avoker Achar Tfila, and we say first Ein Kelokeinu. Why is it that we put Pitu Maktores right after Ein Kelokeinu? So if you look in the Shari Tshuva in Sifkatan Vav, in the second line, V'atam Sha'omrim Tchila Ein Kelokeinu, the reason why we say Ein Kelokeinu before Pitu Maktores, Lefi Shaktores Ma'asheres. Since there was a school of that the Ktores made one wealthy, like the Mishnah Yuma tells us that it was Chadoshim Ktores, that when they did the lottery in the Beis HaMikdash amongst the Kohanim, who gets the Ktores? Anyone who ever did it wasn't part of the lottery. Only new Kohanim could do it. You only got one chance to do it. That's because it was a school of Ashirus that made you wealthy. Lekach Omrim Ein Kelokeinu. Therefore we say Ein Kelokeinu immediately before it. Shelo Yomar Kochi Va'utzem Yodi. So a person shouldn't say it was his own hand that made him wealthy. So you say, Ein Kelokeinu, we're makir first that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say Pitu Maktores. Since the Ktores, the bringing of the Ktores, and I guess who I did, the saying of the Ktores is a school of Hashirus, we want to first clarify that the Hashirus comes from Hashem by saying Ein Kelokeinu, and then we lead into the school of Hashirus of Pitu Maktores. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sikotan Tesvav, the Ramah then told us that we say the Shir Shehalevim Hayu Omrim Bamikdosh, we only say that in the morning. I am the Magen Avram Shemasik de Kavonas HaRama Lomar. Look in the Magen Avram who comes out of Maskana that what the Rama means is B'chol Yom Hashir Hashayach Lo'osa Yom. This is a reference to the Shir Shayom that we say every day after Aleinu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Da'ainu Shebiyom Aleph Hayu Omim Hayu HaLeviyim Mishorim. That's on Sundays. The Leviyim would sing L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz Meloa, which is what we say on Sundays after Aleinu. Ad sofa mizmor until the end of that capital. V'chein b'chol yom ha-mizmor ha-shayach lo, and so too the Leviim sang every day the mizmor that was shouted that day, and therefore that's what we do. Aval ein kavanoso sheyomru mishnas hashir shehayu ha-Leviim omrim. But the Rama does not mean to say that you say the mishnah of the shir the Leviim used to say, which we actually say on Shabbos, which is the next line. Achein b'Shabbos nohagin ha-olam lomer mishnah zu achar pita maktores kemo shenitbas basidurim. So if you're able to say Pitu Maktores fast enough, before the Chazanim, we seem to say it very fast, after we say Pitu Maktores, there is the Mishnas Hashir, that giving a list of all the different days, what Shira the Leviim would sing. So that's not what the Rama is referring to, but the minhag is to in fact say that on Shabbos, which is what we do. Let's look now at note number 31. In note number 31, he points out, V'nogu kodem lochein lomar hayom yom ploni b'Shabbos. Before we say the Shir Shalom, the minhag, as we all know, is that we say, Hayom yom rishon b'Shabbos, hayom yom sheni b'Shabbos. Why do we do that? Kedei liskor es yom ha-Shabbos, in order to have a remembrance of Shabbos. Ukemo shekosav Ramban, like the Ramban brings down by the Aseres HaDibros, Be'inyan zechiras ha-Shabbos b'meshach yomos ha-Shavua. The Ramban discusses how we have to remember Shabbos even during the week, and therefore the way we fulfill that is we call the days of the week Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, always referring back to Shabbos. V'agonu Shomos Amar Arbach Hayonoeg Lomar Kodem Lochein Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And as Shomos Amar, before he would say Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, he would announce that there's a mitzvah to remember the Shabbos to make it holy, and only then he would go and say Hayom Ram Rishon B'Shabbos. That way he was showing that he was coming to fulfill that mitzvah of the Torah of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Continues the note, U'miloshen HaRamosh Hiktim Es Amiras Pitu Maktores L'Shir Shalom. For the fact that the Ramah first discusses the Tefillah of Pitu Maktores and only then discusses the Shir Shalom, it's mashma Sheyesh Lomar Tefillah Pitu Maktores. It's mashma that you should first say Pitu Maktores, and then you should say the Shir Shoyom. V'achein kach hoya seder avodas Beis HaMikdash. And that was, in fact, the order of how it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Shak Torres kodma l'shiras ha-Leviim. The Torres was brought first, and then the Shira of the Leviim was afterwards. Omnam l'maisan nohogim l'haktim Shir Shoyom v'achaka pitu maktores. However, the minhag is to first say the Shir Shoyom, and then to say the pitu maktores. V'kosa b'shalash shuvus. Meir Nesivim Shatamhu Al Pi Kisei HaRizal. The reason why they do it that way, which is the opposite of the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, is Al Pi the writings of the Arizal. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mishabura in Sifkatan Tazayin. We said that the Shir Shalavim Hayom Mikdash was only said in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, after Bamikdash hayu omrim shira al niske hayayin gam al tamid shel ben harbayim. Even though in the Beis Hamikdash they would say shira on the wine libations also by the tamid shel ben harbayim, which comes out clearly from the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah when they say the Edom for Kiddush HaChodesh came later and they messed up in the shira. It's talking about the shira of Mincha. So clearly there is a shira on the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim as well. So why do we only say it in the morning? But because sometimes the Kohanim were very busy, and they would end up doing the libations of the afternoon korban in the evening, at night, and at night we don't say the shira. Therefore the minhag is that we only say the shir in shachris alone. The Eze Mizmor Nohagin Lomar Bi Yom Tov L'Shir Shoyom, in terms of what Mizmor you should say on Yom Tov L'Shir Shoyom, Yivor Im Yiritz Hashem L'Kamon B'Hilas Yom Tov, that will be discussed later on in the Halachos of Yom Tov. Says the Ramah right there, the Yesh Shekosu, we're turning on to page 30 now, the Yesh Shekosu are those who write, L'Zohir Lomar Pitum HaKtores Mitoch HaKsav V'Lo Baal Peh. Very important halacha. There are those who say that one should be careful when he says Pitum HaKtores to say it from a sitter and to not say it by heart. Why? Mishum sheha amira bimkom haktora. Because just like by all karbanos, when we say them, it's ke'ilu bringing them. When we say the parasha of the Torah, it's as if we're bringing the Torah. V'chayshinon shemi yidolig. And we're worried that you might leave off one of the spices of your amira of the Torah. Shema yidolik echa misamaneho, you might leave off one of the spices. V'amrinon shu chayev misa im chiser achas misamaneho. And we say that you're chayev misa if you leave one of them off. As we say in the last sentence of Pitum HaKtores, that if you leave one off, you're chayev misa. And therefore, even though that's written by the HaKtora, if you bring the HaKtora as leaving off one of the spices, you're chayev misa. Some say, hold on for a minute with the questions, please. Some say that even by the Amira, when you're listing the spices, if you leave off one of the spices, you're also going to be Chayav Misa. And therefore, you want to be very careful that you're not missing any of the spices. And therefore, it is appropriate to say Pitum HaKtores from the Ksav and not to say it by heart. Not only because of this Chash of a Chayav Misa do we say it from the Siddur and not by heart, but the Ramah continues and says, V'lochei nagu shelo la'omru b'chol. Some, Nusach Ashkenaz, they're makbid because of this reason not to say Pitum HaKtores during the week. Shememarin l'malachton, because people are rushing out to work. V'chayshinun shemi yidalig. And we're worried because they're in a rush, they might miss a word. So even though there is a great school of Ashiras to say Pitum HaKtores, and therefore there's a need to say it, and it's brought in the Siddurim before Shachar, after Shachar, before Mincha, but many have a minog not to say it during the week at all because a person's in a big rush and he might leave off one of the spices and he might be Chayiv Misa. And then the Ramah ends off and says, "Ukeshiyotze mibeis haknesses." When one leaves a shul, Omer Hashem necheni, umeshtachav v'yotze, and he bows and he takes leave. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Zayin. The concern of saying Pitum HaKtores during the week and the concern of saying it by heart is that you might leave off one of the spices and you'll be chayav misa. Ubeis Yosef mafakfek bazeh. The Beis Yosef takes issue with this connection. The halo ein misa elo be'aktara lo ba'amira. He says, what are you talking about? The chayav misa is if you sacrifice, you bring it up on the mizbeach, missing one of the spices. Not if you say the words and miss one of the spices. And therefore he says that is not correct, and therefore you could say it during the week. Va'od, and furthermore, this is not the Beis Yosef, this is from the Magen Avram. The ein misa elo be'mezid. The only chiyav misa is if you bring up the spices on purpose, missing one. Lochein hamedaktikim nogim lo'omro b'chol yom. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, those who are medaktik, they do say it, in fact, every day. But we see here the minhag of Nusach Ashkenaz from the Ramah, and obviously Nusach Sfarad following the Beis Yosef and this Magen Avraham, that they do say it, Nusach Sfarad says it every day. They're not worried that you might miss one, because even if you miss one, there's no chiyav misa. Also, Stam, I don't know if it's such a... I also saw brought down, I believe it's from the Beis Yosef, that it's not such a concern you're going to miss one. You're just listing 11 spices. It's not such a... It's not like such a long tefillah and such a long thing that you're going to... That we're really concerned that you're going to miss one of the spices. And therefore, Nusach Sfarad is knowing to say it every day to chap the school of Ashiras and take the risk, even though they hold it's not a risk. So they hold it's not a risk, so they do it. It's a school of a parnasa. We said that already.
Yes.
That's why the Sfarim are saying it a lot, very often. V'yeshe kasu. There are those who write the oson she'ein omrim rak b'shabbes. Ein margolo befumayu kolkaf. There are those who write that those who only say it on Shabbos, they follow the Ramah and they only say it on Shabbos, or the one that Ramah is bringing down, they only say it on Shabbos, and therefore they're not so familiar with it, and therefore yomru mitoch ha-sidr. And therefore they should say it from the sidr because they're not familiar with it. And the last thing that we saw in the Ramah was that when you take leave of the Beis HaKnesses, you say this pasuk, and then you bow as you leave. Because in the Beis HaMikdash also, when they finished the Avodah, they would bow and they would leave. That's what you do, that you bow and you take leave. Just like when a person takes leave of his Rebbe, he bows and takes leave of his Rebbe. So too, when you leave the shul, you bow and you walk out, you know, derech covered, bowing and turning around a little bit. Yes, Dr. Dreyfus, what's your question?
So if you don't have a sitter, would it be better just not to say it at all?
It seems if you don't have a sitter, you're not confident about it, you probably shouldn't say it at all. Certainly, if the Ramah that says that you're chayav misa, if you forgot one, I certainly wouldn't say it. But if you don't have a sitter, you certainly shouldn't say it if you don't know it. Alex, what was your question? You're just pointing out the school of Ashiras. That's correct. Yes.
Why does this Pitum Akteris eliminate the other Pitum Akteris, the other parts of the day? Doesn't it seem like this Pitum Akteris, because you're rushing after work, that seems like it's talking about the one at the end of them?
Right, so Shlomi is asking a very good question. Shlomi said, why should it not have Pitum HaKtoris? We said before you say Pitum HaKtoris, the Ramah said that you say Pitum HaKtoris Erev Avoker Achar HaTfilah, in the morning and the evening after davening, which we said was Mincha time, either before or after Mincha. And we also pointed out from the Shlomi that you say it before davening, after davening, and we pointed out from the Taz, you say it Badafka during Karbanos, and we have it in the Siddurim during Karbanos. And after davening, and l'chor, the reason why he's saying you shouldn't say it during the week is because you're rushing out to work. L'chor, that would only apply to the one that you're saying after Shacharis. The one you're saying before Shacharis, you have the whole davening ahead of you anyway. You're not going anywhere. And the one you're saying before Mincha is either during your lunch break or it's after work. You're not rushing out to work, so l'chor, you would be able to say it. So l'chor, that's correct. L'chor, you would say it if you have the minhag to say it in Karbanos before Mincha, and if you say it, then you would say it in Achanami. L'chor, the Ramah is only discussing the minhag of the one that you're saying at the Shachar. So L'chor, you're right. I started some of the Fir Alecha. Okay. So I guess we'll start we'll do the next sermon. The Bir Alecha is so lengthy, so we're only about to take very little out of it. So let's just go weiter, the Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll go a little bit ahead, and then the truth is that in the next siman there's a lot to discuss when it gets to the sugya of Hagbah, so we'll split it up between two shiurim. Let's just do one more siman. Let's begin Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, Din Baruchu B'Shabbos. And there's one sif. B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov ein omrim baruchu achar kadosh basra. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say baruchu after the last kadosh. Says the Ramah, afilu b'makom shenogu la'omro b'yemos hachol. Even in places where the minhag is to say baruchu after the last kadosh during the week, for the reason of Shem Elohayu Yechidim Ebeis HaKnesses Shamru Baruchu, maybe there were some individuals that were not in shul and they said baruchu earlier. So mikom makom b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov ein la'amro, but still on Shabbos and Yom Tov you shouldn't say it. So the Mechaber says on Shabbos and Yom Tov you shouldn't say baruchu after the last kaddish. The Ramah says even in a place where the minhag is to say baruchu after the last kaddish during the week, for those latecomers who missed it on Shabbos you shouldn't say it. And why is that? Says the Ramah, da kol boi lo beis haknesas kodem baruchu. On Shabbos everyone comes to shul before baruchu. So there's a few reasons for that. They daven a little slower. They start a little later. And we'll see the main reason in the Mishnah Berurah that they also say Baruch Hu during laning, when they get an Aliyah. So even those who come late, and this is the earlier Baruch Hu, besides that the davening usually starts later, and it's longer davening, longer Pesukei Zimra, so it's delayed, but also you have the Baruch Hu that you can chab during an Aliyah, so most likely most people have already heard Baruch Hu.
Looks like that's not the meaning,
because you say Zokti Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph, Afilu B'makom, says on the Ramah, who said, even in a place where the minhag is, during the week. Rats alomar the yesh mekomo shenohagin lomar kaddish ubaruchu acha gemara tefila sheisvatlu kolatzibur. There are those places where the minhag is to say kaddish and baruchu after davening, where everyone daven. Mipnei shelofamim yesh eze yechidim shabo achar baruchu v'lo shamu baruchu. Because there are individuals sometimes that came late. They came after baruchu. They didn't hear baruchu, and therefore we say baruchu for them at the end of davening. Va'ayin la'elba mishtabura reishim et samatesh shebi'arnu shama kolodina. Ayin Simon Samotesu, we discussed this in great detail. And we said over here by Shabbos it's different because everyone is there for Baruch Hu. Zakta Mishavur Sivkot and Beis, Da Kol Boin, Da Afilum Eira La'echad, Shenis Acher Lovo Acher Baruch Hu. Even if it happens that one comes after Baruch Hu, Mikomakom Mistoma Kfar Shoma Baruch Hu Meha Olam LaTorah, Mistoma, he already heard Baruch Hu from those who got an Aliyah. So besides the other points that I said before, that davening a lot of times starts later on Shabbos, and the Pesukah de Zimra is earlier, there's more of a chance to get there for Baruch Hu, but also we have many Baruch Hus during laning, and therefore we assume most people got there, and therefore even the places that have a minug to say Baruch Hu after Shacharis at the very end, after the last Kaddish, they won't do it on Shabbos and Yantav because it's not necessary. Let's look at the notes now. Note number one. Note number one is going on that which the Mishabura said that sometimes people come late and they miss Baruch Hu, they didn't hear it. Umitam zehora chazanish. Because of this, the Chazanish paskind, sheyesh la'omro besof ha'tfila mamish. If we're already pushing off Baruch Hu to try to chap the latecomers, you should push it off as late as possible. Kedei la'ochro kamash efsher. You want to push it off as much as possible to chap it right to anyone who comes in later. V'lochein nog b'chodesh elu lomar Baruch Hu acharei l'dovet Hashem ori v'ishi. Therefore, by the Chazanish, they would push off the Baruch Hu till after l'dovet Hashem ori, mamish to the last possible second for anyone that comes late, they can at least get the Baruch Hu. Achim beluach Eretz Yisrael kosav. However, in the luach Eretz Yisrael, it's written shaminog lomer ledavid Hashem achar baruchu. That the minog, in fact, is not like the Chazanish, but rather it is to say ledavid Hashem after baruchu. Continues the note ubemokum shenogu lomar baruchu achar kaddish basra. In places where the custom is to say baruchu after the final kaddish, kosav leel. We learned earlier shaaf im shamu kulam baruchu b'tchilas hatfila. Even if everyone was there for the beginning of davening and everyone heard baruchu. Ein levato minhagam ibnei machlokas. You should not cancel this minug in order not to create machlokas. Ava b'makom she'ein locha shlo machlokas. But if it's a place where we're not concerned for machlokas, lo yomer hashatz baruch hu. Then the chazan in fact should not say baruch hu. Ela im kein echad hamespalim lo shama kla baruch hu ba'os hayom. So if there's no shash of any kind of machlokas, if you know everyone was there on time and no one's late, there's no reason to say baruch hu. You would in fact not say baruch hu. And one more note that we'll do for today, and then next tomorrow, Mirch Shem will pick up with Simon Kufla Medalud. We said in the Mishavura that Mistoma, everyone heard Baruch Hu from those who are getting Aliyahs. Note number two, Mitam Ze Kosov Hagon Takuchinsky, Shenohagen Be'eretz Yisrael, Shebi Meisheni Vechamishi. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is that on Mondays and Thursdays, Vechain Bishar Hayomim Sheish Behem Kriyas HaTorah, or any other day where there's laning, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Moed, any of the days, Ukvar Shamu Hatzibu Baruch Hu, and the Tzibur all heard Baruch Hu during laning, She'en Omer Baruch Hu Achar Kadesh Basra. So even though the way the Ramah is discussing it is that even the places where during the week they say it afterwards, on Shabbos Yontif you don't, it's Lav Dafka, Shabbos and Yontif, it would apply, he says as well, to any day that there's laning, so that Svar applies that they heard Baruch Hu during laning, and therefore there will be no reason to repeat it later. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph.